We also have another great guest. We are with Giulio Base. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. My English will be like the one of Borat. My name is Borat. I'm an Italian director. I'm here. Hello, everybody. I'm very happy to be here.
And you're not only an Italian director and, of course, an actor, but also you are just started to be very interested in a specific thing, which is very interesting, but I don't know much about it, but I know you're the king of it.
Yeah.
Which is the king of Periscope.
That's how they call me, the king of Periscope. Yeah, I'm so in it, and a brand new application, 4 months old, and yeah, they call me like that because I discovered that I love it, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's something that I kind of always dream of, and because it's about directing and acting, so kind of, you know, what I really love in life, and it's a living moment. It's incredible.
How did you come out about it? I mean, how did you find out?
Actually, once I kind of, I don't know how to say, invented, let's say that, an application called Open. This is exactly what Periscope is.
Oh, so, right, okay.
Yeah, and I didn't kind of succeed in making it happen. Lately, like 4 months ago, as I say, I read that Twitter's both for 100 million.
Oh, wow.
Periscope. This is actually an application. You go live streaming with your phone, and everywhere in the world, they could watch what you're doing, what you're saying, or what you're seeing, actually. But the specificity of it is not like any other TV, is the comments. Everybody could interact with you. You could reply with them. So it's, you know, amazing. So I tried it, like walking through room one morning. I had two people watching. I was like, wow, two people are watching me. The following day, there were 4. 10 days later, there were 40. 1 month later, there were 400. And now this morning, I walked through Venice, 10,000 people.
Wow.
And it's like an incredible experience. And people could tap on the screen, like giving hearts. That's what the likes are. So I got 16 million hearts till now.
That's a lot of hearts.
That's a lot of hearts. Because you should imagine 60 million times people
pressing it as well. It's a long time. Yeah.
Exactly. It's, you know, it's unbelievable. It's and whatever I am now, and I switch on my phone, I'm walking with thousands of people, and it's becoming bigger and bigger because Paris in this 4 months got 10 million subscribers.
Wow.
To give other numbers, to get the first million, Facebook get 1 year. And Twitter 2 years. So 10 million in 4 months. Imagine how it's growing now. And so I don't know where this could go.
Do you feel the pressure as a director, kind of, you know, to always try to go forward and, you know, improve yourself and better yourself for your audience?
Yeah, you're right. It's a great question. Everybody asks for me to save to YouTube or whatever. But I, as a director, I know that when I'm making a movie, I want it to be perfect. I mean, the frame, you know, the sound, the color, the dress. But the beauty of Periscope is the living moment. And the living moment is imperfect. It's, you know, in even the obstacles or the kind of the accidents, saying in a good way, they're the best of it. So I didn't save it because it's just there, right in that very moment. So I do not feel the pressure in this, you know, way, because even if it's imperfect, I love it and people interact with it. But for sure, it's, you know, challenging as an entertainer, because you see the numbers of people watching you right there. And when you are kind of boring or something boring, you see the numbers going down. You feel like, why? And you try to do something different. So it's kind of direct. It's like I started with a theater, and I have the same feeling as a theater, being there with the people. Even if they're not physically there, their comments are there, and your reaction is there. So it's like being with them.
Of course. And also, do you think this experience influenced your filmmaking then, the way that you would approach making a film now? It would be probably you would embrace this, also this imperfection, in favor of something genuine, or you think it's two separate things that in a way complement each other?
I think they're two separate things. I still hope, and I will still try to make kind of perfect film, like to in a proper way. I mean, with actors saying good lines, with, you know, or to use like the François Truffaut quote is like, movies are to make to do beautiful things with beautiful women.
Okay.
That's, so, you know, try to make beautiful things with beautiful women. That's what I try to do. Of course, it's a metaphor of, you know, something that have to be dreaming. A lot of the followers, by the way, let's make an announcement to make my followers grow up even better. My name is Baze, Giulio Baze, on Periscope, like, of as everyone in America and in England say, Baze, Julio Baze, because it's what they call me when I entered in a live. And everyone is asking in comments, are you making a movie about Periscope? Are you making a movie about Periscope? I mean, the movie about Periscope, it, when I shoot it, that's the movie, it's there. I mean, follow me tonight. Like, I will go on the red carpet and Johnny Depp will arrive here in Venice. I will shoot a movie, kind of, live. That's what it is.
Well, thank you so much, Giulio, for immediacy. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. How was my English? Understandable?
That was fantastic.
All right.
Great voice as well. You're pretty good.
Wow, thank you. I could try something like The Godfather.
Okay. So we're just going to say bye with Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Bye-bye. I'm the king of Periscope.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.